Barrett announced in a Friday afternoon email that he's entering the governor's race against Republican incumbent Scott Walker. Barrett spoke over the weekend to Democratic Party gatherings in Wausau, Milwaukee, and Racine. Barrett says despite his relatively late commitment to the governor's contest, he thinks many Democrats can be convinced to support him.
Well, there's not that many people who are committed at this stage of the game, and I knew that. I've been obviously listening and watching as his campaign has unfolded.
One undecided Democrat is Michelle Bryant of Milwaukee. Bryant says she likes Barrett and Democratic candidates State Senator Kathleen Vinehout and former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk.
At this point, it is who will be accepted around the state. I don't know sometimes if Wisconsin is ready for a woman governor. So that's the biggest thing for me right now is who has the best chance to beat Walker.
But Barrett may find it tough to win over people already committed to others. That includes many labor unions who have endorsed Falk, as well as Marilyn Nemeth of Racine, who says she likes Barrett but plans to vote for Falk.
Before he decided to get in, I had already decided Kathy Falk is also a very good friend. We go back a long time. It's hard.
Nemeth says after the primary, she wants Democrats to unite behind their candidate. Barrett yesterday asked for a clean campaign pledge in the primary with financial penalties for violations. Secretary of State Doug La Follette is also a Democratic candidate for governor. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine.